Well, good morning. 7:24 a.m. Wednesday. No, Thursday. Yes, Thursday. June the 11th, 2026 here on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Trying to get out and back before it gets too hot. It's supposed to be another hot one. Yesterday's 100 degrees did not materialize. Barely got above 96. Still too hot. Definitely too hot to be walking in. But I got out. Got up, got moving. Not as early as I wanted to. It wasn't a great night. Second half was a bit broken up, which is unusual. Usually it's the first half that gets broken up. The second half is just snoozing and cruising. It's a nice day. It is quite cool. There's a little bit of a breeze keeping things stirred up. I'm also in a hurry because I want to get back and get settled before the day gets interrupted. I got two different teams of workmen coming today, both allegedly at around 11. One to put to put the awnings back up. I called the awning company. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm 73 years old. I don't have the upper body strength. I don't want this ham-fisted amateur putting my awnings back up on the brand new windows. So, yeah. I called the awning company. They sent a crew out this morning. Also, my AC is due for an update checkup. It was due last fall. But the tech couldn't get to the compressor because it was so overgrown. And that got taken care of with the big clean out last month. So, progress. Progress. And tomorrow's a 3-day. I may have to do a grocery pharmacy run tomorrow just to fill in some holes, but tomorrow, yeah. Oh, yeah. No Man's Sky continues. It does continue to keep me thinking about stories and how the stories that are woven into the game aren't necessarily the stories I tell myself. And technically, it is a sandbox. I can do whatever I want. I don't need to follow slavishly along in the storyline missions. Although some of them were quite fun, I can't say that I'm really enamored of the submersible. It's slow. And there's something with jellyfish. I'm not exactly sure. I saw a reference to a jellyfish king battle, which apparently takes care of the jellyfish or something. I I don't know. It's just not worth, that's just not worth messing with. I've started filling in my frigate fleet. I still have three I have to get. But I need to go to a system where those ships are presented. Apparently, only three different kinds of frigates show up in any given system. Couple ladies power walking across the street, going in the same direction. And they're going way faster than I am. I'm gonna slow down a little bit. I've been humping right along here. Pace is 20 minute pace, which is much better than the usual 23 or 24. And I blame Blues is the Truth for that this morning. Blows my nose while the diesel hog goes by. They had a really upbeat number that was kept me through the long western reach coming west on West 20th. Got me almost to the end. Yeah, I got my heart rate up for a little bit. Bark, 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 bark. Little roses. I did work up a sweat, in spite of the fact that it is quite cool. It feels great. Let me scurry out of the sunlight before I begin to sizzle. So I'm reading Dave Dobson, a book called Kenai, K-N-A-I, Kenai. It's a weird time travel. I can't really say too much about it without spoiling it, but it's growing on me. When I first started it, I'm like, did I really want to read this? It becomes clear. There's a hidden mechanic. I'm not going to spoil it by telling you what it is. There's a hidden mechanic that becomes pretty obvious relatively early on. And it's quite intriguing. It's quite intriguing indeed. it's mind-bending. It's really hard to keep the story straight in my head because of the way it unfolds. But it's a very intriguing story. Good morning. Watch out for werewolves, lady. Well, I suppose we're not in London, so it's okay. Somebody up working in their garden plot this morning. I'm envious of these plots. They're built up a little more than knee high, made of really heavy timbers, looks like at least 4x4s. I am envious. Come, get ready, stay with me. Come on, closer. I'm also sucking wind, so my mouth is drying out really fast. There. This guy's lawn has the same problem mine does. It's up against the concrete sidewalk. And the sidewalk is running east-west. So when the sun is high in the sky, it beats right down there. Heats up the concrete, which cooks the grass. Unfortunately, it doesn't keep the weeds from growing in the cracks. I have to try an experiment and get some small flowers, ideally native flowers, and stuff the seeds in the crack. I also need to get out my tool and pull up the weeds that are there already, because, yeah, city. Beware of dog. Okay, fair enough. The dogs are out here in the corner this morning. I don't see them. That's a lot of decorative fencing they got around their garden lawn, differentiating the lawn from the garden beds. It's a very pretty house. It's very, very well done. I'm walking on the sun this morning. It's not anywhere near as oppressive as it was yesterday. I'm even wearing my hoodie, which actually does a fairly good job of keeping the sun off my skin. Letting the air circulate in the sleeves. How's my rose doing this morning? Oh, look at that. Lots of blossoms this morning. really is a very nice suburban neighborhood. I don't really belong here. I'm a creep. I'm aware now. What the hell am I doing here? I'm more of an old farmhouse guy. Outbuildings and sheds. Unfortunately, I married someone who is not only quite comfortable in this environment, but prefers it, I think. It's all right. She's worth it. It's not that big a deal to me. And when we moved out here, they were really pushing this stuff. And I was loath to get out into the countryside where I did not know, and still don't know, what the situation is regarding water, cable. I really need my internet. I'm playing No Man's Sky. It's a single player. I've turned multiplayer off. I connect to the internet for reconciling, but it's not. Not necessary. Now that I understand how this mechanic works, what I was taking for a bug is not actually a bug, it was just representation of the game environment sensing. The game sensing its environment and adapting its options to the environment it found, not expanding to include all of the options that might be possible given different circumstances. So it's actually pretty good. What's this guy? Is he jogging down the yellow line in the middle of the street? No, it's just the angle, I think. I apologize. Yesterday I forgot to turn off all of the bells and whistles, so the recording was probably a little bit noisy. I did get them this morning. Nothing like screwing it up once to make you pay more attention the next day. Oh, there's a great big sunflower coming up there. Not a lot of rye. A little bit of crested wheatgrass. I don't even see a lot of intermediate wheatgrass here. In comparison, there's a ton of rye coming up alongside the other edge of the park where they've left a section of it wild. They don't mow it, although they do cut back the verge, but there's so much rye there. Oh, I wonder what these guys are going to do. They're going to have to put up ladders. I wonder if they're going to knock down much of my rye. And if they do, they do. It'll come back next year. Might come back this year. I've had it knocked down, I've had two or three times when somebody's gone into the little plot and knock down a tuft or two of the rye, only to have it spring back a few weeks later. So yeah, we'll see how it works out. But I got to get the awnings up. They block the afternoon sun from coming in. And as good as the replacement windows are at keeping heat out, they also keep heat in. So once the heat gets in, it's relying on airflow and air conditioning to get rid of it again. So any amount that I can help by blocking some of the hottest rays of the day, probably a good idea. Anyway, I am at the back page. Tomorrow is a 3-day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.